there was even a sexual encounter. His separate defamation battle against the ABC was this morning settled. The figure kept secret.
Didn't want his sympathy as a father. I wanted him to use his power as Prime Minister. Some of his language last year was shocking and at times, admittedly, a bit offensive. But his words wouldn't matter if his actions had measured up. Then or since. I wanted him to wield the weight of his office and drive change in the party and our parliament and out into the country. And 1 year later, I don't care if the government has improved the way that they talk about these issues. I'm not interested in words anymore. I want to see action.
On the 17th of August last year, not 5 months after being named Australian of the Year, I received a threatening phone call from a senior member of a government-funded organisation asking for my word that I wouldn't say anything damning about the Prime Minister on the evening of the next Australian of the Year awards. You're an influential person. He'll have a fear, they said. A fear? What kind of fear, I asked myself. A fear for our nation's most vulnerable? A fear for the future of our planet? And then I heard the words, you know, with an election coming soon. And it crystallized. A fear. A fear for himself and no one else. A fear that he might lose his position, or more to the point, his power.
I want to close by saying that for all the fear and anger and sadness that my time in politics has brought me, it didn't take away my belief in Australia, my faith in our democracy. I know our country can do better for women and girls.
You see me here standing tall, if a little bit broken. Standing on the shoulders of giants, side by side with Brittany, side by side with all of you, together, making change, making history, but above all else, making noise.